views and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.9 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. I have a very special guest. He's been on this numerous times, and for the first few years, he would call me about getting on. Well, that has changed. I call him. Fairbanks, I want to welcome Randy Zarnke. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, David. Thanks for having me.
And what week is it starting on Friday?
Let's see. The middle of February?
It's not. We forget Valentine's Day. Forget Valentine's Day. We go into what?
We are starting Hockey Week on Friday. And it's officially actually called Hockey Week in Fairbanks, but everybody just calls it Hockey Week. And I think this is going to be our 18th year, and we try and make it bigger and better every year. That becomes a challenge when you kind of exhaust all the great ideas you have, but you got to come up with something new. But we have a lot of real enthusiastic participants. In fact, one of your coworkers was in here earlier just raving.
Sucking up.
Yeah.
Melissa Burnett was sucking up, and I was encouraging her too. Yeah. She's by the way, she's my upper management. So,
oh, okay.
So she's listening to me, and she's going to whip me up a little bit when we leave here.
Well, maybe me for using the word coworker, but
no.
But anyway, that happens to me periodically, whether it's the supermarket or the library or wherever, that people say, geez, I sure loved what you did for Hockey Week last year. And I have to tell you in advance, it's not just me. There's a cast of thousands, and especially Anna Cully is kind of co-director, and we're gradually transitioning from me to her. So she probably does more work about it than I do anymore. But I'm the one that has time off and can come in and meet with you and your audience.
18 years ago, how did this come about?
It's a great story. I've told it 100 times. There was an assistant coach up at UAF. His name is Wade Klippenstein. And I was up there for some reason, and he called me over to his desk. And there's an event east of us here across the border called Hockey Day in Canada. And it had just started. And he said, do you know about this Hockey Day in Canada? I said, no. And he told me about it, maybe showed me a little bit on the internet. And he said, wouldn't it be neat if we had something like that in Fairbanks? And I said, yeah, boy, it sure would. And he said, but we've got to have the right person. I just don't know if there's anybody that can really do that here. And, of course, like the trout rising to the fly.
You took the bait.
I said, well, I'd be willing to try. Oh, okay, good. You're in charge. See ya.
And that's how it started.
That was it, yeah. And that first year really wasn't a whole lot, but we've grown a lot since then. And I thank him every once in a while for getting us all started.
Well, most people don't realize that Hockey Week in Fairbanks actually starts on February 1st. And that's your blood drive. Probably the most popular blood drive in the interior is yours.
I would think so. I don't know. Maybe there's something bigger than this, but the gal that's really taken it by the horns in the last few years is Rachel Hanks. And, you know, we used to be happy if we had 15, 20 donors, and she now routinely has well over 100. And the reason, you know, you emphasize starting on February 1st, the reason for that is that the blood bank came to us one time and said, we have a problem. It's a good problem, but it's still a problem. And that is, we can't fit all of your donors into one week. We need more. So can you still call it Hockey Week, but can we actually spread these donors out over a full month? And so that's what we've been doing. It's several years now, and like I say, we have over 100 people year in and year out that donate.
Wow. And how does a person, if they want to donate, how do they sign up to donate?
Yeah, that's something you don't just walk in anymore. They want you to make reservations. That's something I learned the hard way. But it's easy. I mean, you just call them in advance, and they'll give you a time and a date and a time. And, you know, they're really good folks over there. I mean, I was a little bit – I donated blood many years ago, and it wasn't the greatest experience. But the folks here are just really good, expert at what they do. So call and make your appointment and go in and make your donation.
And this goes through the end of the month, the 29th day of February. You got an extra day.
There you go.
If anyone wants to do it. And you're also started another thing that starts on the 1st of February and ends on the 29th. That's your hockey project, your Imagineering Lab.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a difficult mouthful and maybe doesn't clearly explain what it's all about. But
that's why you're here, Andy.
Okay, well, so not very far from where we sit is the Fairbanks Children's Museum. And people that live here, and especially those that have young children, know about the museum. It's really a wonderful place for fun and education. And we've been working with them off and on for several years now. And we asked them if they would add a few activities to their collection or selection of activities that kind of bring hockey in one way or another, and they agreed to do that. And so then we also we made a financial donation to the museum, and we now have passes so that families can go at no cost. And so those will be available at the extravaganza on Saturday over at the Big Dipper. And, you know, anything that we can do along those lines to encourage kids, whether it be hockey or not, but, you know, their learning curve and their education, we're all about it.
Okay, then we put all that to the side.
Okay.
Put it to the side. We get serious. The 16th through the 25th, Quest for the Golden Puck.
Oh, yeah.
That's people really get into that.
So it's a treasure hunt, and we put out clues every day, and the clues start out, you know, like the first one is, it'll say it's somewhere in the borough.
That's good to know.
But we hide a special puck, and when we give clues, and whoever finds it gets a charm from over at Bishop's Jewelry, one of our other long-term sponsors, and it's a charm in the shape of cross hockey sticks. And so like I say, the first clue is very vague, and then they just get more and more specific about where it is. And, you know, you mentioned Melissa Burnett earlier, and she was in, and she said on a couple of occasions she's been within just a couple hundred yards of, you know, winning it. And when she found out exactly where it was, she was tearing her hair out. So there is a cohort of people in this community that just live and die for this sort of a thing. I hadn't realized this in advance, but they just
enjoy it. You're an enabler, sir.
Maybe so. Yeah. But they just enjoy it so much. And I'm a puzzle guy, too, so that's what this is. It's a puzzle. And so if I wasn't designing it, I'd probably be participating, too.
You know, what gets me about Hockey Week is it's not Hockey Week. It's Hockey 10 Days.
Yeah, well. That's because, of course, we have to find a stretch of time when UAF is in town on one weekend and the Ice Dogs are in town on the opposite weekend. And so we kind of use them as our so-called anchor tenants.
Yep.
And then fill in the week in between.
So the quest for the Golden Puck, any clues you want to give, any, you know?
Any clues?
Any insider trading you want to give right now?
Sure,
besides it's
sure.
A golden puck?
Yeah, it's somewhere in the borough.
Fairbanks, with that vast clue, we're going to take a break. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Kim Driftmeyer with McKinley Orthopedics, Sports Medicine, and Spine. We all know that Alaska is a place of great adventure, but unfortunately, sometimes these adventures can lead to accidents. If you or a loved one suffers a sprain, broken bone, or even throw out your back or neck, come into McKinley Orthopedics Urgent Care Walk-In Clinic. Our team of 9 providers, all trained in orthopedics and sports medicine, will help get you back to your adventure in no time. Save yourself the time and money of an emergency room visit and come see us on Geist Road. Our orthopedic urgent care requires no appointment, and we are open Monday through Saturday until 8 p.m. McKinleyOrtho.com.
Erickson Events is proud to present Drake Milligan in concert Saturday, February 24th at the Spur. Doors open at 7, music at 8. Get your tickets now at ericksonevents.com.
I ain't the kind to settle down and let myself get wrapped around somebody's finger, but if I had you, baby, sounds like something I'd do.
Drake Milligan was a finalist on season 17 of America's Got Talent. Simon Cowell called him the real deal. Howie Mandel described him as one of the most successful acts in America's Got Talent history.
Your kiss tastes like whiskey, and I'm a drinker.
Brought to you by The Spur and the Westmark Hotel and Conference Center. Don't miss Drake Milligan with Kendall Marvel, Saturday, February 24th at The Spur.
These boots need to keep two-stepping.
This is an Erickson Unlimited event.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Lots of sunshine today, with daytime highs approaching 35. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 10. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 24. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here with Ramsey Zarkey. You know, he's a historian. He's a book author. He helps so many people in the interior write books and edit books and give them the process. And he wrote a book, Fairbanks Hockey Pioneers by Randy Zarkey, a tribute to the hockey community in the Golden Heart of Alaska. And it... basically, it's a story of people and also the story of the Big Dipper and how it came about and when it came about. So you're right. You were the perfect person to put together Hockey Week. that person who chose you. So we're through the quest for the Golden Puck. February 16th, Saturday.
17th.
Friday the 16th, that's right. Today's Wednesday the 14th. Ice sculpture dedication at the Big Dipper. And that's at 6. Then at 7 o'clock, Ice Dogs versus the Chippewa Steel at the Dipper, 7:30 game.
Yep. Yeah, the ice sculpture has been something that's just been a part of us. I don't know if we did it the first year, but it's been there for a long time. It's been a part of Hockey Week. And the same guy has done our carving all these years. His name is Jim Warner. And Jim came up to me after, he's about my age, and he came up to me after last year, and he said, got to tell you, so you don't worry about it and think about it, you know, I'm done. I'm going to line up a guy to replace me, but he said, I'm just getting too old for this. And so we have a new fella. His name is Kevin Laughlin, and he's been a carver here in town for a long time. And it's he's already underway, and he'll have it, you know, done by Friday. So a lot of people have their pictures taken in front of the ice sculpture. A lot of visiting teams have their pictures taken in front of the ice sculpture. So, you know, that just kind of makes us feel good. It's just one part. You know, the way I look at Hockey Week is, you know, us designating a week is kind of us cutting down a tree and putting it up in our living room. But all these other events are the ornaments that we hang on that tree.
You know, you're such an enabler with the hockey puck, and you're saying, we designate a week, but it's 10 days.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
And on the 17th, which is Saturday, Tell me about the extravaganza at the Big Dipper from 11 to 3, and then the celebrity games that go from 10 to 4.
Okay, so the extravaganza is kind of an expo or a fair for mostly kids in the, you know, 4 or 5 up to 11 or 12 age group. And we have a whole series of booths or stations on the upper level at the Dipper. You know, things like design your own hockey jersey or shoot a puck for accuracy, or we make buttons that, you know, you can have your picture in your jersey as a button on your jacket. A whole variety of things like that. And it's just a fun event for the younger kids and families. And then at the same time, we have, as you mentioned, the celebrity games taking place on the ice. And we chose that word celebrity, to showcase that, you know, these are special groups and special. For example, we'll have the police department playing the fire department in the so-called Guns and Hoses game. We'll have, actually this year we've invited a women's team out of Healy. They call themselves the Coal Queens, and they'll be playing a team from here in Fairbanks. The goal there is, with all of these really, is to show that everybody plays hockey. It's not just the, 15 to 25 men that play the game. We'll also have a high school alumni game and, a series of others. And so, you know, it's just kind of, as long as you've got the building, you might as well utilize both the ice and the off-ice areas.
And all day long, free skate sharpening at Playtigan Sports.
Yeah, well, they've been with us literally since the beginning. And Toby Doherty now is the one that's running things over there. And they've just been rock solid with us on this skate sharpening thing. And, it's a great service to the community. What else can we say?
Then you have something special, very special, at the Dipper on Saturday. Starts at 4:30 p.m., your Hall of Fame ceremony. You've got some very incredible people in that Hall of Fame.
We certainly do. And for me personally, the Hall of Fame thing is really the rock of the whole week. It's probably the most important thing I think we do. And it's to honor people that have given so much to the game. And each year we honor a coach and an on-ice official and then somebody who actually is inducted into the Hall of Fame. So this year the coach is Mike Steffi, who's been working with the youngest kids, the 6 and under group, for 10 years or more. And the on-ice official is Jason Gillum, who's been a linesman at both UAF and for Ice Dogs, and he's also the head of the local hockey officials. And then our inductee this year is a name that everybody in the Fairbanks hockey community has known for a long time, and that's Rob Proffitt. And he came here as a young kid full of piss and vinegar, as we used to say. And,
well, he still has the piss and vinegar.
Yeah, that's true, too.
But now he's a fine gentleman.
Yeah, and he's gone from being a player to being a coach, and now he's been administering or managing the Ice Dogs program for 25 years. And, you know, and it was never a matter of if Rob was going to get inducted. It was just a matter of when. And, it's long overdue and well-deserved.
Take all that. Put it all off to the side. Just put it all off to the side. The best four-wheel driver I've ever seen on the ice. I mean, man, can he get it going?
And you could just tell he's not having any fun. He's
oh,
just,
no.
No, it's just work for him at that point. You know, he's having a ball.
But when Melissa was in here, you said something extraordinary. You said that Rob Proffitt is the most important person in hockey for Fairbanks ever.
Oh, I don't.
And you would know this.
I don't know how you could argue that point. He's been here for over 30 years. He's been running the Ice Dogs for 25 years. He has made that program. He was the
nationwide known.
Yep. And he was the executive of the year in that league, I don't know, a half a dozen times, including at one point 3 years in a row. So it isn't just me that thinks that he's really good at what he does. I mean, the other people that run that league recognize that, you know, he's – and if you knew his work habits, you know, he gets there sometimes at 4 or 5 in the morning and works until 8 or 9 at night. It's no accident that the Ice Dogs are a success. I mean, it's a lot of hard work by Rob.
Well-earned Hockey Hall of Fame, like you said. Wasn't a matter of if, it was when. And now it's his time.
Yep.
It should be a pretty emotional, you know, with this guy, because everyone knows Rob Profit.
Yeah.
You're gonna pack the house.
I hope so.
Boy. And then you got to get back to the business of hockey, Ice Dogs versus the Chippewa Steel. Tell us about the Chippewa Steel.
Well, I'm originally from Wisconsin, and Chippewa is a town in the western part of the state. And when they joined the NAHL, the same league as the Ice Dogs, I don't know, it's probably 4 or 5 years ago, I didn't give them much thought, but they built a hell of a program, and they're a really good team. So the Ice Dogs will have their hands full with Chippewa.
You know, then you have something that's fun. All of us kids growing up in Fairbanks, we all played street hockey, 3-on-3. And you got the tourney, 3-on-3 tourney. Sunday the 18th starts at 9 a.m. How do people get involved in that?
Well, it varies from year to year, but I know that 1 year I think we had 46 or 48 teams or something like that. They're broken into different age groups,
yeah,
and that sort
brackets.
Of thing. So I don't follow it as closely as I used to. Their other person is in charge of that now. But, you know, there's a couple of the other things I can tell you is that we don't allow any coaches, and parents can certainly be there, but, you know, it's not as
though. No involvement.
No, they just have to stand back. If they start to try to coach, you know, the referees will step in and kind of, you know, say, oh, no, let them play, let them play. And the kids just love it because they don't get that very often anymore. The
pure kids, fun 3-on-3.
Just do
we
it.
We all grew up with it.
Yep.
It's in the street.
Yep. And, of course, I'm sure there's bragging rights involved. So that what do you think?
Man, going to school on Monday should be fun.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Oh, my goodness. Then you have something from Monday through Friday. Reading in schools. What's that about?
Well, you know, if you look at the different activities we offer during Hockey Week, we try to spread this out so that it isn't just the dyed-in-the-wool fans or the dyed, you know, the dedicated players.
Yeah.
We try and offer something for everybody. I don't know if we achieved that, but that's the goal. And so, you know, let's do something to promote education in the schools. And what could we do? Well, we had run across these books like 20 years ago, Brady books. It was a young woman who had a son by the name of Brady, and he was a dedicated hockey player. And, you know, like a lot of kids, he didn't always answer when his mother called him, so she always had to say his name twice. And that's where the Brady thing came from. And these books are really well written, and the illustrations are even better. And we actually had the author up here 1 year as a special guest. And so we take these books into the elementary. We donated like 500. There's, I think, 11 books in the series, and we donated enough of them so that each elementary school in the district had a full set. And we send the Ice Dogs and the Nanooks into the schools. And, you know, they start out by, you know, explaining who they are and where they're from and what they do and that sort of thing, and then talk about how important reading is mm-hmm. to them as a hockey player, to them as a student, for their personal enjoyment, all that sort of thing. So I'm pretty proud of that program. I think it's in a very low-key way, I'm sure that it's had an impact on a lot of kids over the years to, you know, make them better readers.
Is there a place online where Fairbanks can look up the list of activities in Hockey Week?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page, and I'm not a Facebook guy, so don't ask me much more beyond that. But if you look up Hockey Week in Fairbanks on Facebook, you'll find it.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a break. We're going to give you some bumper music, Robert Palmer, some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather, and we'll be back. We'll be right back.
Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan urging the House pass the military spending bill approved by the Senate.
Stakes are getting higher. The costs of inaction are also getting higher every day, especially in Ukraine.
Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will not feel rushed to pass the $95 billion foreign aid package. The White House spokesperson says they view last night's impeachment of DHS Secretary Mayorkas as unconstitutional, baseless, and shameful. Texas Republican Congressman Jody Arrington tells Fox Business it was clear-cut.
The guy had no intention of enforcing the laws of the land. He didn't fulfill his sacred oath to his security mission to guard and control the border.
The Senate must decide whether Mayorkas should be removed from office. That would require the approval of two-thirds of the senators. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
KTVF reports that homeowning residents of the Fairbanks North Star Borough who are hoping to apply for an exemption on their property taxes in 2024 have until 5 p.m. on Wednesday, February 14th, to do so. According to the borough website, a number of exemption programs exist and can help residents to save money on their property taxes. These include farm use, fire prevention, and disaster relief exemptions, as well as volunteer emergency medical, volunteer firefighter service exemptions. Those interested in applying for exemptions can contact the assessor's office. Certain exemptions, however, require someone to appear at the assessor's office in person, including those for senior citizens and disabled veterans, as well as widows and widowers of those two categories. The Irvin Hernandez exemption is another category which applies to widows or widowers of an armed forces member who dies because of an injury while on active duty. For more details, go to fnsb.gov/assessing.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Way, now featuring an awesome coffee lounge. Conveniently located next door, open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. 6 days a week. Featuring high-quality handcrafted coffee beverages, a variety of cold drinks and teas, local baked goods, breakfast sandwiches, and even lunch fare. The cigar shop next door features the largest selection of tobacco products in the interior, along with humidors, accessories, and over 400 different cigars. Don't forget the cool smoking lounge cabin, where you and your friends can enjoy a cigar while watching the game. Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Way. It's almost time for the 2024 World Ice Art Championships, beginning February 17th at the Tanana Valley State Fairgrounds right here in Fairbanks. Single and multi-block competitions, ice slides, refreshments, and more. Featuring the world's greatest ice carvers competing for international bragging rights right here in Fairbanks, starting February 17th and going till the ice melts. For tickets and information or to volunteer, go to icealaska.com. Brought to you by Summit Logistics, Chino Hot Springs Resort, and NC Cat Rentals.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here with Randy Zarke, the founder, operator, HMFIC, and if you know acronyms, you'll laugh over that one.
Yeah.
Of Hockey Week in Fairbanks. And it started the 1st of February, goes to the 29th of February with a couple of things, a blood drive and the hockey project. And we're going through a list of items on a day-by-day basis. But we're going to take a step to the side and talk about the two books that you're going to be donating to the school district by Michael Betcherman.
Yeah, we just got done before the break there talking about the Brady Brady books for the elementary students. And these two books that you're holding came to my attention, a couple of months ago. And these aren't for the elementary. These are for secondary students. And I thought, well, if we're doing something for the elementary, we should do something for the secondary, too. So I ordered enough that we could...
Hold it. No Child Left Behind.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That was probably in the back of my mind.
Exactly.
Anyway, we ordered enough so that we can put a copy of each of these books in all the secondary schools in the district. And thanks to Mark Winford, principal over at West Valley, we have an appointment next Wednesday with the superintendent. So we'll have a little photo op and hand the books over. And, it just feels good. I mean, you've been in that role many times that doing something good for your community makes you feel pretty good.
That it does. that it is. Good for you. You know, I grew up loving to read. Doesn't mean I read my school books, but I love to read, so I still do. Now, you have next Monday night, and I won't be there. I love it. It's your hockey night at the Hoodoo at 5 p.m. I gotta take one for the team and travel on mayoral duties. And you guys,
we'll cancel.
You're having a beer blast without me. No, don't do that. I don't want hockey players mad at me.
No, this is one that I use this terminology or example over and over. And in this case, it was actually true. I was driving down Airport Road, and this is like 10 years ago, and I thought, you know, essentially everything we do during hockey week is for the kids. To heck with those kids.
Let's have a beer.
Yeah. And so I thought, what could we do with adults? And so, yeah, well, what could you do? Having a beer and a hockey.
And you're going to the OG, the original.
Yeah, okay.
You know, the ones who put on the web and say, hey, this can happen. And you're having them pop up now. But, you know, hey, that's the OG. Go in there.
Got it. And so I talked to Bobby Wilkin over at Hoodoo Brewery. And,
the OG.
And, you know, thumbs up. Yeah, he says, we're all about it. Usually they're closed on Mondays. But, you know, he agreed to open for this. And, you know, we thought at first we might have a little bit of a program, maybe some trivia contest or I don't know what. But, no.
Just drink beer.
It's, yeah, you just show up and, you know, what else are you going to talk about? Because everybody in there is involved in the hockey community. So you talk about hockey for a couple of hours and then you go home. And
you know what you should have a hockey trivia half hour. Just a thought.
Yeah, maybe not this year, but maybe in the future we can do something like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, the depth and the breadth of what you do during hockey week, you know, I use the term No Child Left Behind. And on Tuesday, Special Olympics floor hockey at Joy Elementary School, starting at 6:30 p.m. I mean, you look at everyone in a great way.
Yeah, well, that I can't even remember exactly how it started. There was a gal that was running things. Her name was Deb Hall. And, you know, hockey was on my mind. And so I read about their floor hockey team. And they were going to play the UAF Nanooks. And, you know, everybody kind of rolled their eyes at that. But you'd have to see this for yourself, that those games are very competitive. And it, you know, I would say in more recent years, it's been split about 50-50 in terms of who wins. But there must be something just enough different from ice hockey that the Special Olympians have trained for floor hockey, and they just hold their own. I don't know how else to say it. And
they kick some backside.
Sometimes they do, yeah. And it's just another example of what I said a few minutes ago. We try to reach out to all sectors of the community and bring everybody into the fold.
Then on Wednesday the 21st is Try Hockey for Free for Adults at the UAF Patty Ice Gym. Ice, yeah. And then you take a day off. Everyone recovers.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically like Thursday we're recovering day. And then you go right into Friday, because it's your last weekend with hockey, and that's where you got the university, and it's wear your jersey to school and work day next Friday.
Yeah, that's something that we started out once again right from the very beginning, trying to show the involvement, the infiltration throughout our whole community of this game that we all love. And it started out in the schools, and then one of your compatriots in the radio industry, Charlie O'Toole, said...
Oh, yeah, Charlie O.
Yep. Well, hold it. What about us adults? I mean, can we wear our jersey to work that day? I said, absolutely. So it became school and work day. And, you know, every once in a while, I'll get a photo. Somebody will send me one from Denali State Bank, and everybody there is wearing a jersey, or one of the accounting firms one year, everybody had a jersey, and I really love those. I mean, it shows that, you know, we're reaching out just the way we want to.
Toughest jersey in town to get is the pink Breast Cancer Detection Center Ice Dogs jersey. Yeah.
Those are the good ones. You got it right. Prophet is the one that designs those every year, and I don't know how he does it, but he always comes up with something pretty cool.
Okay. Then, on Friday, you have the Back to the Carlson Center. You have two things at 6:30, the UAF Fun Zone. What is that?
So we have several activities during the extravaganza, which is the previous Saturday, this coming Saturday, that are really fun for kids, one of which is we have an inflatable hockey rink that, you know, it's like the inflatable swimming pools in the summer, and we have, you know, plastic pucks and sticks, and kids just love playing. The younger set, of course. We're not talking you and me here, but the younger kids get inside there and play and have a great time, and, you know, there's two or three other activities that Anna Cully takes over and sets up, and of course, the parents love it because, you know, taking a five-year-old to a hockey game for 3 hours, they get, you know, kids are, they're a little bit bored and got energy and they need to burn it off. And if you can go down there before the game starts and between periods and burn off a little bit of the energy, geez, parents love that.
Then you go into the evening game, 7 p.m. next Friday, UAF versus Arizona State University, the Sun Devils.
Yeah, and they... UAF played them down in Arizona here, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and it didn't go so good. UAF was hopeful that this was going to be, you know, a couple of victories that was going to elevate their status on the national scale, and that didn't quite work out that way. So just like the Ice Dogs will have their hands full with Chippewa, I'm sure that the Nanooks will have their hands full with the Sun Devils.
7 o'clock game. How many people can the Carlson Center hold in hockey?
I think it's in the neighborhood of 4,500.
Yeah.
I think it's something like that.
Okay.
Let's hope it's full.
Yep. Then going into Sunday, of course, free skate sharpening all day.
On Saturday.
Yep. Saturday.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Yep. Friday night game, Saturday skate sharpening. Played against sports. Then you have a fun one. The backyard rink judging. Only in Fairbanks.
Yeah, there again, that activity has been with us since the very beginning of Hockey Week, and some people don't understand how it all gets started and what it's all about, but a lot of the parents that have got the young kids get started in hockey, you know, they might have a little patch of grass out in the backyard that they can flood and give the kid just that extra opportunity for time on the ice, and it really pays off. You could tell the kids that grew up with a rink in their backyard, their skills are just higher than the folks that don't have that opportunity.
They got daily workout.
That's right. And the way we used to do it is I used to go and visit each of the rinks and take somebody with me and make that decision on which was the best. But 2-3 years ago, we set up a new arrangement, and that is with Zeb Mabee and Andy Rowe over at Lat 65 Brewery that we hold it over there. And the rinks that are entered in the contest, they bring a 4 or 5 minute video, and they set up their laptops around the perimeter of the room there. And the people that want to vote come in and grab a beer and kind of go around and look at everybody's video, and then the people vote on who's the winner.
You know, Zeb's a great guy.
He sure is.
He really is. And from an old Fairbanks family,
yep.
You know, the Wigger family. Miners, you know, he's boy, and he's done a lot of stuff, and what he's done with that building is just fantastic.
Smart guy and very hard worker.
Yeah, yeah, and community-oriented,
yep.
Something like this.
Yep.
Then you're going back to the Carlson Center. Repeat of Friday with the Fun Zone at 6:30, and then a closeout of the hockey games with 7 o'clock, Nanooks versus Sun Devils.
Right.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Septic Specialists of Alaska. Want to introduce the latest in technology? Introducing
Clogzilla.
Their incredible jetter trailer safely cleans pipes, clears clogs, and thaws frozen lines in no time without damaging pipes like other systems can. They even use video technology, allowing them to get inside your line and pinpoint any issue.
Clogzilla.
Using a variety of nozzles for different jobs like the Warthog, the Flusher, and the Ramrod. After hours, weekends, no problem. Contact Septic Specialists of Alaska no matter where you live locally. Look them up on Facebook.
So how's your memory? Can you remember this name? It's Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. It's pretty simple, but it's a name you want to be familiar with. You see, good plumbers, plumbers who can get to your problem quickly and do a top-quality job, fixing it all at a reasonable price, well, let's simply say they're scarce. Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical is quick to the problem. They're quick to the solution. And when you have no heat, or you have a bad plumbing leak, your HVAC isn't working, or your pipes are frozen, you want your problem fixed. So who do you call? I told you to remember the name. It's Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. Boilers and water heaters, snow melt systems, of course, drain cleaning. They also own Victory Drains. And you'd be surprised how much more. So look, you don't have to try to remember the phone number. Just remember the name and look it up from there. One more time now. Say it with me. Living Waters. Right. Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. Okay. Well done.
KFAR Weather.
Daytime highs approaching 35 today. Under mainly sunny skies, easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 10 above. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 24. Temps a bit above average Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper teens. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the last quarter of our show here with the Randy Zarkey, talking about Hockey Week in Fairbanks, and it's a hockey 10 days, it's a hockey month. The number one sport in Fairbanks is hockey.
Yeah, you know, if you look at the history of sports, I mean, there was a period of time when across America and around the world, really, bicycling was the number one thing 125 years ago. And, you know, these things go through ups and downs. And for the longest time, baseball called itself America's game. Well,
yep.
I don't know, that isn't really true anymore. And right now, the big one, of course, is football. But you're right. I mean, here in Fairbanks, hockey is number one.
Very much so. So we go into Monday, the final day.
Sunday,
the final day. Yeah. you just have the date there. You don't have Sunday.
Oh, February. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And you start out, it's all day long. Explain what Roger McKinnon Day is.
Well, Roger, for those of you that don't know, most everybody that's involved in the hockey community knows Roger, but he came up here in 1975, and he was going to be a coach of a new team that at the time was sponsored by the Teamsters and eventually morphed into the Gold Kings and over a 20-year period won 5 national championships. And most guys would have been content with that, but Roger wanted – he was way more interested in coaching kids. And he always had a top-level, you know, whatever age group, you know, it happened to be that year, but he went through all the age groups and – and he just did so much for so many kids, and it wasn't so much always the X's and O's, the strategy of the game, but he was just a really supreme motivator in his own inimitable way. And he also owned Sport King. We talked about that earlier, a sporting goods store, mostly a hockey shop over on the west side of town.
Allicacket Street.
That's right, yep. And I don't know. He's just was a fixture in this community for a long time, and he was the, I believe, first inductee into the Hall of Fame. And he's just has a very, we have a very soft spot in our hearts for Roger. So we don't really have any specific activities to recognize him on that day. We just want to know, want everyone to know that he has never been forgotten and won't be.
Very well put. Very well put. But you also have, you're bringing North Pole into this. power skating clinics.
Oh, yeah. There you go. So there's a young lady that used to live here in town, Lisa Criley, and she was a very good figure skater in her day and then became an instructor. And there weren't enough students here in Fairbanks area for her to make a living at that. And she had other opportunities, and she moved down to Salt Lake City, which is one of the training grounds for the people at the very elite level, you know, the Olympic skaters. And she's been there for, I don't know, at least 15 years, maybe longer. But she loves to come back to the interior for Hockey Week. And it started out with her just offering two sessions, each like an hour long for like 8 to 10 or 8 to 12 and 15 to 18 or something like that. But now, in addition to that, she also works with some of our youth competitive teams. And she'll, you know, the coaches recognize what she can do for their team, and they'll reserve an entire practice or maybe even a couple of different practices and have her come in and work specifically with their team to just improve their skating skills.
And power skating at Puller Ice, which is from 9:15 to 12:45, which is off Holmes and Dennis Road.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yep. So, and then you are concluding it all with Skate the Lake out of Tanana Lakes, pulling in the Fairbanks North Star Borough Parks and Rec, because guess what? That hockey puck is in, that golden hockey puck is in the Fairbanks North Star Borough.
It is. Yeah.
It's I wonder if it might be out there. Time will tell.
Time will tell.
But yeah, Randy will not.
For folks that are not familiar with it, the Parks and Rec Department has a facility down at the end of Cushman Street called Tanana Lakes. And they go out there at the start of the winter season and with their Zamboni and create a curving, winding path around the perimeter of the lake. And then they also create kind of a standard open area like a rink. And it seems like most people enjoy the rink more. But for me, I always think that skating around that perimeter trail is just the greatest. And then thanks to Kurt McDonald, we'll have hot chocolate and hot dogs and a big roaring fire. And, you know, it's just a great way to skate in the great outdoors. If the weather is right, it's a wonderful afternoon. If the weather is a little bit on the chilly side, you go out and put in your laps and wave to everybody as you run to your car.
You know, we have some incredible parks and recreation aspects here in Fairbanks. And the Tanana Lakes and Birch Hill, my favorites, and Creamer's Field.
Yeah.
And they're all within, literally from my house, the farthest one is Tanana Lakes. That's 12 minutes with hitting all the lights. You know, Creamer's Field is 2 minutes, and Birch Hill is 4 minutes. But I'm a townie. But that's how close these are. And being able to skate outdoors the old-fashioned way to cap off this week is great.
I couldn't agree more. I don't know how you remember it, but I remember when they were starting to talk about developing Tanana Lakes. And the way I remember it, Carl Castle was borough mayor at the time, and I have a lot of respect for Carl. And but when this idea came up, I mean, you remember what that area at the end of South Cushman used to be like.
they had there was so many shot vehicles there and trash cans and dumps and fire pits.
Yep.
And drugs and, oh, man.
And I shook my head and said, well, good luck.
Yeah.
But, boy, they've turned it into a real asset for our community, and we're just real happy to work together with the borough folks and have that event out there.
It's, yeah, very good week. Very good week. But Fairbanks, simple as this. On Friday, is it Saturday? It's Friday. Quest for the Golden Puck begins.
Put your thinking caps on.
And so basically, hey, in 2 days, all this starts. We went through 10 days of items, but in 2 days, it all starts. And you can go to Facebook, Hockey Week in Fairbanks, and you have the schedule of events for everything. And there is multiple things for every person of every age, of every bracket, of every interest available here in Fairbanks, Alaska. An extraordinary week.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. That's certainly our goal. And for your listeners, you know, the best thing you can do is to participate. When we see, you know, good crowds showing up for all these events, that's what makes it worthwhile.
So many good things. You know, and you involve the Hoodoo Brewery, you involve Lat 65 Brewery, you involve the Carlson Center, you involve the Dipper, you involve the Fairbanks Children's Museum, you involve Tanana Lakes, Polar Ice, Blood Bank of Alaska, Play It Again Sports, pure Fairbanks.
And that's not by accident. You know, as I mentioned a couple times, we're trying to do something that brings the whole community together.
So, basically, next Tuesday after next, you wake up and you say, okay, thank God that one's over. Recovery time frame?
Yeah, very definitely. And we used to actually, you know, kind of just let it rest for a few months. But anymore, it isn't like it's a daily thing, but anymore it seems like I'll get a call from Anna or she'll get one from me, and we'll, you know, on the 1st of May, and we're already thinking about next year. So
good. My goodness.
A couple of years ago, I thought I was ready to step aside and turn it over to Anna completely. And we were at some event, and as we were walking out, there was a couple things that hadn't gone quite right. And I had already told her that, you know, this was going to be my last year. And as we were walking out, I said, well, next year we'll do this, and next year we'll do that. And we looked at each other and just burst out laughing. She said, you're never going to quit.
That's right. You know, I didn't give her a call. I gave you the call. Oh, he said last year on the air, this is last year he's getting out of this. So now most people don't realize your involvement with the Alaska Trappers Association.
Yeah, that's the other hat that I wear.
You brought in some incredible people that we've had on here. Trappers, you know, Fairbanks, whenever he calls before he's done with his ask, I'm already saying yes.
So the last time I was here, I was with our most recent author, a guy by the name of Mark Schlenker from Gakona. And Mark's book is called The Price of Paradise. And I don't know if you remember, but the way I explain it, it's like the perils of Pauline for guys.
Yeah.
You know, that just every disaster that can occur to you in the outback here in Alaska, he's been through it.
That was great having him on the show.
It sold very well.
Yeah, it was great having him on the show and talking about, you know, how he basically went through the ice, walking out in the dark, you know, and he stumbled across something, you know, his feet brought him home.
Yeah.
His feet, you know, hit the portion of the lake he lived on and is able to follow the trail from the lake to his cabin.
Yeah, you have a good memory, David. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Man, something else.
Yeah.
And you had Marty Mariota here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I he was great. You know, the way you explained it, you know, before you got on here, Marty's personality, they would want to try and have him do, you know, a lot of things on that mountain man thing. You just tell him, go to wherever. And great personality, you know, master builder of cabins, quick cabins.
Very much so, yeah. And, you know, he spends a lot of time. He's a private pilot. He got two or three cabins around the state, and he spends a lot of time at them. And I have to give his wife a lot of credit because a lot of women just wouldn't stand for that. But apparently they had that conversation before they got married that he said, you know, it isn't as though I'm going to give this up, so don't try to change me or we're going to have problems. And she's okay with it, so off he goes.
Randy, thank you very much for being on the show here. So appreciated everything you do for the community in so many ways.
Well, thanks, David. It's a great opportunity to share the information with your listeners, so I thank you.
Fairbanks, that's our show for today, and go to Facebook. Look up Fairbanks Hockey Week, and you'll get the schedule there. I will see you on Friday.